Chapter 11. Las Vegas. Lucy Mancini learned of Sonny's death through the newspapers. That same night, she took 100 sleeping pills, but she was found before they could kill her. It was while she was in hospital that Tom Hagen came to visit her and arranged a job for her in Las Vegas in the hotel where Freddie worked. Tom promised that she would receive regular money from the Corleone family. He told her that the Don thought she was just a young girl and that Sonny should have known better. But he did not add the Don was shocked that she had tried to kill herself. Lucy moved to a rented apartment in Las Vegas and, after 18 months, was surprised to find herself almost happy. She went swimming in the hotel pools, sailed on Lake Mead, and drove through the desert on her days off. She did not talk much to Freddie, and was surprised by the change in him. He had become a ladies' man. He dressed beautifully and was always talking to the waitresses. After 6 months, Hagen had come out to visit her. He told her that she now owned a share in the hotel in which she worked as a receptionist, but she was not to discuss this arrangement with anyone. Lucy agreed. She understood what was happening and did not object to how she was being used. Tom did not add that the Don had spent money on the building of this hotel so that his son had a safe place to live, and also for the family to get a foot in the door for bigger operations. It was soon after this that Jules Siegel started work as the hotel doctor. Jules was very slim and handsome. Lucy met him when she went to see him with a lump on her arm, and Jules removed it for her. Soon after, he took her to dinner. They became friends and then slowly started dating. One morning, when Jules went to visit Lucy at her apartment, he found a man there he recognized immediately. It was the famous Johnny Fontaine. He was joking with Lucy, talking about people and things in New York that Jules did not know about.
"I'll come back later. I have to go to the hospital anyway," Jules said.
But Johnny Fontaine was already smiling and saying,
"I have to go myself. You stay here with Lucy."
Jules noticed a particular roughness in Johnny Fontaine's voice and suddenly remembered reading that he had recently been in a successful movie but had not sung in public for more than a year now. Could Johnny Fontaine's voice have changed late in life, and were the papers keeping it a secret? Was everyone keeping it a secret?
"You sound like you have a cold," Jules said. "My voice is tired. I tried to sing last night. I guess I have to accept I'm getting old, you know?"
Johnny replied politely.
"Did you get a doctor to look at it? Maybe it can be fixed." "That's the first thing I did nearly 2 years ago," Johnny replied,
and now his voice was colder.
"I saw the best doctors in California. They told me to get a lot of rest, said that I'm just getting older."
"Hollywood doctors, they look after the stars and have expensive health farms. Why don't you let me take a look at it?"
"He's a brilliant doctor," said Lucy. "You listen to him, Johnny."
"How long will it take?"
asked Johnny.
"About 10 minutes, replied Jules. "I think you've got something growing in your throat. It may be something bad. It may be something we can just cut off, like a wart. If you stay here for the next few hours, we'll know."
"Okay," said Johnny,
but his voice sounded frightened.